Track 9, Chris Skinner's Nature Notes. Where is Chris taking us this month?
Hello and welcome to Chatterbox listeners. I'm farmer and nature lover Chris Skinner from High Ash Farm. And welcome to the November edition of Just Talk. I've popped down to the seaside here at Winterton-on-Sea, just crept away from High Ash Farm just for an hour because I've heard some local fishermen have just been out. That's my dog Rat, my terrible terrier. He's barking at each wave that comes on the shore. It's a beautiful morning here, sun shining. I can see the wind farm just out off the coast, close to Yarmouth there on Scroby Sands. And he's barking away, he's chasing every wave that he possibly can. And the local fishermen have just been out to sea and have brought in their first haul of the year of fresh herring. And there's nothing I like better than a few silver darlings, as they're called, for my lunch. So I'm just going to walk back up. I'm looking out to sea. It's beautiful, the odd cormorant flying across the waves. And if I turn round behind me, I would have been standing on top of the dunes at this point, but about 20 metres of the sandy cliffs with marram grass on the top of them have crashed down onto the beach here, and the recent tides have washed the sand away. There's not been much more erosion at this point of the coast in the last few weeks, but a little bit further down, only a mile away to my left, I'm looking down the coast towards Yarmouth. There's been quite severe erosion there, and yet more of the beach chalets along the front at Hemsby have crashed down into the sea. So there we are, moving away from the sea. Now, Rat's really pleased with this arrangement. He's running from left to right. Anyway, I'm just going to collect a few fresh herring off the boat. The fishermen are there busy sorting the herring out of the nets, and they've perhaps caught about 1,000 herring, and I'm going to enjoy some of those for my dinner. Then I'm going back to the farm, and we're just going to be enjoying the sights, the sounds and the smells of the Norfolk countryside at this time of the year in autumn. But turn around back to the sea. What a beautiful sight. Oh, there's a black head out there, only about 50 yards offshore. That's one of the coastal seals. And quite shortly, they'll all be having their youngsters a little bit further up the beach from where I am at Horsey. So, Rat needs to be on his lead now, and we'll make our way back to the car park, back to the farm, and you can join me again in a short while. Welcome back to High Ash Farm. This is farmer and nature lover Chris Skinner, and I thought I'd take a few moments to share the delights of autumn with you back at the farm here. Now, I've just driven down one of the farm tracks here at High Ash Farm and just parked outside a large area of woodland. It's 30 acres. It's called Fox's Grove. And we've got the low, late autumn, early winter, if you like, sunshine just coming through the woodland, and it's illuminating it up into every colour of green and gold that you can possibly imagine. Just at the end of the field, as I entered the woodland here, there's a row of English maple trees, one of our native trees. Same species as really over in the United States that give that wonderful glow of colours in Northern America and Southern Canada. And whether that's the symbol of the flag symbol of Canada, I do believe. And it's absolutely glowing. It's almost iridescent, the leaves on those trees. And then just come out of the truck and walking into the woodland. And all the colours, I'll turn around, there's some coniferous trees there behind me. Scots pine, dark, dark green, almost black, even with the sun shining on them. Some of them, although you think of conifer trees as being evergreens, not all of them are. And there's a few larch scattered in amongst them. Larix decidua, the deciduous conifer, if you like, and that now sheds its needles, but not before they've turned kind of iridescent gold, is the only way to describe it. They're truly magnificent. So, just turn round and walking into the woodland. Giant oak trees all round me, still with dark green leaves on. They'll be coming off towards the end of November. Already some leaves on the floor from the sycamores, early to come into leaf, early to drop their leaves. Listen to the crunching leaves in here. Underneath my feet, already sort of almost ankle deep, I'm walking into one of the old shooting rides, which is a track which goes right through the centre of the wood, and it's also used for extracting timber there. Now I'm now coming into a really dense part of the woodland where there's some giant sweet chestnut trees. Rat's with me. He's trying to dodge the prickly sort of hedgehog type cases that the nuts were encased in, and they're already being opened up. They've only been on the floor for a day or two since we had the recent gales and the heavy rain, and deer have been pillaging them, badgers. There's lots of squirrels here, and rats run off ahead of me on a squirrel hunt, but he never is able to catch them. They're scooched up the nearest tree, and they sit halfway up the tree just swearing at him. We won't kind of interpret the swear words for you, but I'm now in an absolute drift of beautiful golden saw-shaped leaves, all about 6 inches, 150 millimetres long, and the ground is absolutely strewn with chewed up sweet chestnuts. So all the autumn animals that live here at this time of the year are all fattening up on the really high nutrition that's contained within each horse chestnut. So the nuts drop on the ground, as do the beech trees and the acorns. Then cleverly the trees lose their leaves and cover them up when you get those autumn gales, just covering them all up. And if just one or two of the acorns that come off a large oak tree, and sometimes there's 20, 30, 40,000 or more acorns on a single tree in a particular year, the next year there might only just be a few, but there's sufficient for just the tree to reproduce itself. It's producing acorns for over 100 years. It relies on one of our colourful woodland birds, the jay, to carry the acorns off and cachet them in clumps of grass, anywhere like that, or in a top of a molehill out in one of the pastures on the farm. And you'll often see little tiny oak saplings germinating and growing up from those right in the middle. So really important birds, and very colourful with the blue and black wing coverts on them. And rather like me, they've got a specially enlarged esophagus, so they can hold one acorn in their beak and they swallow the others, but they don't get digested. They get trapped in the esophagus, 4-5 acorns at a time, and then the jay flies off high up above the trees and then finds somewhere to cachet them. And of course, sometimes the jays die, sometimes their memories aren't as good and they don't find all the little cachets, and that's how our native oak trees with their acorns can go uphill, because when squirrels collect nuts, they bite into them so they won't germinate. But it's absolutely glorious, and I'm just thrilled to share these few moments of autumn with you. And it's not just the sights here and the wonderful colours, but also in this area of woodland there's some very, very strong smells. Some of the fungi are bright red in colour, the fly agaric, with white spots all over the top, absolutely colourful. And some, which grow under the bracken, produce a really pungent smell. And part of their name gives the game away. They're called stinkhorn. You can look them up. The scientific name is Phallus impudicus. and the phallus name gives the secret away as to what they look like. But we won't talk about that, or I'll be cut off ever being allowed back to speak to Chatterbox again and the Just Talk little podcast that we do. Anyway, just listen to these leaves as I stride off through them, and I better get back to the farm and do some proper work.
Thank you, Chris. Oh, just before he finishes rustling through the leaves, let's eavesdrop back on the farm.
Come on, Rat. Back to work. Oh, good boy. Come on. Good lad.
He's such a big supporter of Chatterbox and Just Talk, but also, have a listen to his podcast if you have a smart speaker. It's called Chris Skinner's Countryside Podcast and does rather well in podcast charts.